I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning. It's been a while.
Yes, and it's a very early sunny morning.
Very early. I was up at 6.
Really?
So, yeah.
I was up at 7:45.
How do you, like, make it here and, like, still look okay? Like, I got up 2 hours ago, and I feel like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's all illusions, the way we look on the radio.
Indeed.
So lots of things that are happening this weekend.
Lots of things are happening this weekend.
Can I start?
You can start. Of course.
This Saturday, tomorrow, it's our show, from 10 till noon, on stage at the Santa Fe Opera. Everyone is invited to come out to the opera. It's a whole family event. And actually get on the stage. It's a stage tour open house. And the set for the Grand Duchess of Gerolstein will be on stage, including a handmade 20-foot-long vintage 1920s car. And you can walk through the set and meet the people who've made it and see the props and costumes. And it's free, and you can come and go as you wish. It's all at the Santa Fe Opera, santafeopera.org.
Neato.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a surprise for you.
Yes?
I have a dog of the week.
Yay!
Yeah. I do. This is a pet of the week that's available through the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Suki is a female. She's 6 years old, but she only weighs 47 pounds. And she's gorgeous. She's white. She looks like she might have a little pit bull in her, but don't let that dissuade you.
Oh, no.
She was hit by a car, and that's how she ended up there. But with some rehab there at the shelter and the Bounce Back Integrative Veterinary Rehabilitation Center, she's able to walk, and she's getting better every day. And she needs a home.
The little doggy needs a home.
She's
super cute. And
she is super cute.
White and has a snout love eyeball cute ear thing.
Yeah. She's very, I mean, she's got one of those heart-melting faces.
She really does.
There's also Little Girl and Chunks, which are two... Karen, Little Girl and Chunks, which are two Cairn Terriers. And let's see, there's a little girl. Oh, no, they're both 7 years old. And they've been together their entire lives as siblings.
So we want to adopt them together kind of thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, I'm looking for a dog, and the six-year mark is about perfect for me, but
Are you going to snap up Suki?
I wish I could, but it's just not quite time yet.
Oh.
You know? I mean, there never really is a right time, but, you know, we need to make sure that there's two of us in the house so that poor doggy gets love and attention.
Yeah.
You know? So
Santa Fe Animal Shelter,
and
you can find it, and Humane Society, you can find it on the web at sfhumane.org.
Yes.
And what about the cat of the week?
Meow.
This cat, this week's featured cat, and this is called Speaking of the Arts, but it's also Speaking of the Animals.
Yes.
This featured cat of the week is Jessie, who is a purebred Bengal. She's shy at first, and she's adjusting to having lost the only home she has ever known. She would be happiest in a home with no other dogs and cats. And she's maybe 3 years old or so. And if you're interested in adopting her, please call 316-2281 for more information. Or askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com is the email address.
Awesome. Yep. Okay, we got the dogs out of the way.
Actually, we don't.
Cats. Oh, no?
We have a dog of the week, too.
Awesome. Bring it.
Okay, DuPaw's Rescue. Two dogs. Willow is an engaging young Chihuahua female, black and tan, with huge and very cute ears, and she's friendly and polite and likes to play with other dogs. And Tomato is a small, fuzzy, gray and white terrier male, still a young dog, who's playful and sweet, and they will both be at Petco this Saturday with a bunch of other little dogs for adoption.
Sweet.
Yep.
Okay.
There we have it.
Animals out of the way.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
I think so.
Hey, this is going to be cool. This is today. The New Mexico School for the Arts is presenting its year-end gala, Art Spring 2013, and it's kind of a mobile party. It goes from place to place. It starts at the Georgia O'Keeffe Education Annex with an exhibit of artwork by NMSA students. I think there's 58 students that contributed work to this exhibit.
Wow.
So that's going to be pretty cool. That's at 5:30. No, that's at 5. And then at 5:30, there's a wine and hors d'oeuvre reception at the Eldorado Hotel and Spa. And then at 7 p.m., head over to the Lenzic, and there's the dance theater and music students are going to perform. I believe some of the dance instructor got some got it cleared to do some
a big ballet, Serenade by Balanchine, which is one of the most beautiful ballets in the history of the universe.
So I don't think they're doing the whole thing, but I think
they're doing the first movement.
Yeah, first movement.
That's a major ballet. I'm gonna even if I don't go for the whole thing, I'm gonna go for that first movement. It's the first thing they're doing is that ballet.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Cool beans. Anyway, tickets can be pricey, but it's worth it. It's the Mexico School for the Arts. These students are very talented. Their teachers are very talented. Cool prizes for the auction. You can go to Shirley MacLaine's house and get drunk with her and have conversation. You can get a trip to Paris at the auction, too. So
you can get drunk with her?
Well, it's cocktails with Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess I'm speaking for myself.
Ah.
if you call 988-1234... or go to ticketsantafe.org. You can find tickets, and all proceeds are going towards scholarships at the school.
Excellent.
So that's a good thing. If you want more info, call 982-6124 on that one there.
And the Zia Singers will be doing a concert this Sunday, the 12th of May at 4 o'clock at the Elks Lodge at 1615 Old Pecos Trail, and it'll be their dessert concert and features pop and show tunes accompanied by a wealth of delicious goodies with coffee and tea.
Wow.
Hmm.
Food everywhere.
Zia Singers. Yeah, no, it's good stuff.
Food everywhere this year. Hey, Pat Oliphant is having a, you know Pat, don't
you? Yeah.
Wonderful
cartoonist.
Wonderful cartoonist. He's having a show at Gerald Peters Gallery. There's a reception from 5 to 7 tonight. The show is called Selections from Rome and Other Works. Cartoons, sculpture, monotypes, drawings. The show's up through June 8th, and there is a story on page 36, and Pat's work also dons the cover of Pasatiempo.
The cover of Pasatiempo is gorgeous today.
It's gorgeous. You can also see it online at pasatiempomagazine.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. Four Voices, High Desert Poets Read, and it's Marie Aragon, Judy Mosher, Marmika Paskowitz, and Elizabeth O'Brien on Thursday of next week at 6:30 at La Tienda Performance Space in El Dorado. For more information, 466-4207.
Sweet. Silver Sun Gallery is having a show, Changing Seasons, Landscapes of the West. If you're into Landscapes of the West, work by Lee McLeod through June 5th. There's a reception tonight from 4:30 to 7:30, and that's over there at 656 Canyon Road. Winter Out is having a great show, Thaw, Glass Reimagined, Glass Sculpture by Karen Bexfield. And there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. That's at 701 Canyon Road. Canyon Road looks busy today.
Yeah, well, it'll be a beautiful day to go up there with the springtime and the neither hot nor cold weather.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 61 today. That's
61, yeah. All right.
That's fair.
So, let's see, the Dragonfly School is having a spring fair tomorrow from 10 to 2, booths and activities for kids and a silent auction for adults. One of the kids is a magician. There is a worm dig. There is paint, a rock, and manicures, and a kind of catapult involving dirt balls and mask making.
What?
And then there's, I'm not kidding, there's chicken bingo. I don't know what that is, but you can find out by going to the Dragonfly School Fair tomorrow.
It's not cruel, trust me.
No, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
And a silent auction with restaurant meals and massages and all kinds of good things. And pizza from Pizza Centro. That's a nice place, the Dragonfly School.
Yes, it is.
Especially with the dirt catapults.
I want one now.
I know. I don't know what they are.
Somebody send me some plans for a dirt catapult.
Excellent.
I must has. Okay. There's a bunch of music stuff going on that I wrote about in my Soundwaves column. I'll mention a few, okay? Bill Palmer and Stephanie Hatfield, married, musicians, lovely people, and a couple of bands, including the TV Killers, who are having a CD release party on Saturday, May 11th, out there in Madrid at the
Mineshaft Tavern.
And it's gonna be an awesome show. There's a small cover at the door. The album's gonna be available for purchase out there. If you drive, drive safe. Also, this is awesome. I love rockabilly, psychobilly, especially.
Psychobilly.
Psychobilly.
Did you make up psychobilly?
Nope. I've heard all kinds of weird billy terms lately: brundlebilly, psychobilly, rockabilly. Anyway, Dead Bundy and the Neats. Yeah. Are you with me?
I'm following
they're
you.
They're from Minnesota.
All right.
Yeah. And they're going to be playing at the Cowgirl on Wednesday, May 15th. And that's going to be a cool show. I don't know. I'm not sure if Calgary is really prepared for the wild show that this can be.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be there on Wednesday.
Being one of the wild followers.
Yes. Yes. I have no bouffant. I have no tattoos. I have no, you know, I'm not one of those guys or girls, but I love rockabilly.
All right.
So that's going to be a really fun show. They have a new album out called Train to Paradise. That's what they're touring on. Show starts at 8. It's 21 and older. There ain't no cover.
All right.
That's going to be fun. What else?
Here's some things happening at Collected Works over the next few days. Journey Santa Fe presents community organizer Kathleen Dudley on Sunday at 11 in the morning in conversation on the New Mexico Coalition for Community Rights, Drilling Mora County, and Democracy Schools. She is an amazing community organizer based up in Mora County, and they're talking about all kinds of ways that they really are looking for self-governance for beautiful Mora County, and they're against drilling and fracking and mining and modified crops and all those kinds of things. So they will be there on Sunday morning at 11. Journey Santa Fe does great programs. They do them every week. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday at 6 o'clock, David Morrell's latest book is called Murder as a Fine Art. He's the author of 32 books, including First Blood. And that was a novel about which they, on basis of which they made the film Rambo. And
Rambo 2 and Rambo 3.
Yes. Not to be confused with Rocky 2 and Okay. So Murder as a Fine Art is set in gaslit London. Tuesday at 6 o'clock, Ramona Ossebel's latest book is called A Guide to Being Born, which I read a whole lot of last night. I'm going to be interviewing her next week, I think on Monday. And she is a young literary talent, and this is a book of her short stories. And then on Thursday, Demetria Martinez's latest book is called The Block Captain's Daughter, and I'm hoping to get her on the air, too. It was a finalist for the International Latino Book Award in Fiction. So all of that is happening at Collected Works Bookstore, which is in Santa Fe on the corner of Galisteo and Water.
I had the pleasure of interviewing David, and there's a story in today's Positium, but what a great guy.
He's a great guy.
So passionate. I'll leak a little bit from the story, and that is that he rarely does sequels. I mean, Rambo is one of the only ones that he's done sequels to,
mm-hmm.
or First Blood, excuse me. And he liked the character in the book so much, Murder is a Fine Art, that he's almost wrapping up his first draft of this manuscript for the follow-up.
Nice.
And it might even be a trilogy, so that's going to be cool. It's a really, really good book. It can get gory at times, but it's very well written. Yeah.
Yeah. When you're reading the gory part of a book, do you get scared?
No, gore doesn't scare me.
Do you get book? Did you get scared reading any books?
No.
I sometimes read and I get so scared that I have to put the thing down.
All the President's
walk around
Men
the
scared,
house.
Scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah.
But that's for different reasons.
Right.
Yeah.
The Taos Community Chorus, Spring 2013 season. Tomorrow they are having a concert. It's a tribute to African-American spirituals at the First Presbyterian Church in Taos. And then Sunday at San Francisco de Assis at Rancho de Taos. For more information, you can call 575-776-3998. That's the Taos Community Chorus.
Neato. Hey, Megan Chandler is a local singer-songwriter, and she's having a CD release party for her, I believe it's a debut album called Sensual. And it's at 8 p.m. on Saturday at High Mayhem Emerging Arts Studio over there on Siler Lane. It's going to be a fun show, and the CDs are going to be available there. And you kind of get like a little bit off the ticket price if you buy the CD. That's how it works.
Excellent.
Yeah. But it's weird. It's like a combination of jazz, and she's just got an incredible voice. It's gonna be a fun show.
Excellent.
So go check it out.
The Mother's Day Historic House Tour. The Historic Santa Fe Foundation will host this tour on Sunday, the 12th of May, from 1 to 4. Tickets and maps will be available at any of the four featured houses during the event. And there's the Tuduski House and Garden at on East DeVargas, and the foyer of the old library on Washington Avenue, and a couple of other houses. So for more information, historicsantafe.org.
Hey, did we, when we were talking about animals, did we mention the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary open house?
Oh, no, go for it.
Okay. Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary open house. It's a fundraising event. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. out there in New Mexico 14, south of Santa Fe. Kindred Spirits is a great place, and it's
fabulous.
It's a great organization.
Yep.
Poor old little animals that, you know, that don't got nowhere to go, and they're old.
It's a kind of a hospice and just community center for animals. They live there. They live out their lives. They're wonderful animals.
Yes.
Most of them aren't adoptable, although I know somebody who adopted an animal from there. They didn't think it was adoptable because it had a shattered leg, and she just fell in love with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
But anyway, that's going to be fun, and that's happening tomorrow.
And that's way down Route 14. Not even that far down Route 14.
Yeah.
You just go down Route 14, and it'll be on your right.
Yes.
After a while.
After a while. That's the right.
Just get on down there for a little while and be there on your right.
That's what it says on the map, too.
Yep. Opening this Friday, that means today, at The Screen, which is the wonderful movie theater on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, Free the Mind, the study of the science behind meditation. And that is a documentary that is opening today, full of brain scientists and all kinds of things. And what else is happening? Andre Gregory, Before and After Dinner, the story of the multifaceted artist Andre Gregory. And, of course, La Boheme is happening on Sunday from the Royal Opera. It's one of those HD, I think they're live. Are they live? Anyway, there's those HD operas. And then a film called No Place on Earth, which is some kind of a war movie. And Koch, the story of New York Mayor Ed Koch. So lots of good things over at The Screen.
Lots of good things at The Screen. CCA's got The Angel Share, which is a really funny movie. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay. It's Paul Laverty and Ken Loach. They work together on The Wind That Shakes the Barley, My Name is Joe, Sweet 16, Root Irish. So, you know, they're UK filmmakers. And a lot of their work is serious, but The Angel's Share is this wonderful caper film that has to do with whiskey. And I won't say much else. You can read the review in today's Positempo, as well as a review of
Whiskeys for Drinking,
Andre Gregory, Before and After Dinner by Mr. Jonathan Richards.
Okay. Is that like the My Dinner with Andre Andre?
Yes.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's one I want to see. I saw It's a Disaster, which was getting a lot of buzz.
Was it good?
It's okay, yeah. I mean, it's good. I gave it 2 out of 4 chilies, and that's also at CCA.
Isn't that the one where some people realize they've got 10 minutes left to live, and they're all having dinner together or something like that?
Well, it's kind of like a couple's brunch, and they're all getting together, and everyone kind of has a secret. And one of them has a very intense secret. But in the meantime, while they're sitting down and trying to get their quiche on, somebody sets off a bunch of dirty bombs in downtown L.A., so they're kind of trapped inside this house.
Oh, okay.
As Robert Knott would say, antics ensue. And it's a quirky, it's an oddball film. So it's worth
it. I like the setup of it.
Yeah, no, it's a great setup. It's just not hashed out very well, but it's funny.
All right.
So, and that's also at CCA.
And did you know that tomorrow is El Día de la Gente? It's the 20th annual Community Day, and they put unity in capital letters, on Saturday at the plaza, and among other things, residential recycling bins will be available.
Mmm. I'm saying because that's good, and I also smell bacon, which is also good.
There is bacon cooking in the Santa Fe Bacon Company.
Yes. But they have vegetarian items, too, if you don't eat bacon.
They do.
Which means more bacon for me.
I usually order them and then with a side of bacon.
Do you have a vegetarian omelet? I'll take that. Could I have a pound of sausage and a Diet Coke?
I know. It's like, I'll have the garden burger with bacon and cheese.
I've done that before.
I have, too.
I've gone to a fast food restaurant, I won't say which one, and ordered a bacon cheeseburger without the beef, just the bacon and the cheese.
That's
and lettuce and tomato. It's like a BLT with cheese.
Right. But it only costs you $1.50.
Yeah, exactly. They tried to charge me more, and I was like, don't work like that. It's not like it's fat-free, organic.
Don't think about the pork factory.
No. No, I won't. I won't. What else is happening?
Well, Scott Jarrett tomorrow night
yes.
is playing at Gig Performance Space, and he is a musician of some kind, but it doesn't say what instrument he plays. Do you know anything about him?
Nuh-uh.
Okay, let's see.
Not a darn thing.
Here's what they've told us. Scott Jarrett's music is lyrically evocative and musically surprising with a knack for creating melodic and rhythmic tapestries. He's been in this business since the 1970s. His first album, Without Rhyme or Reason, was recorded in New York City. And he's played with some of the greatest musicians like Dave Grusin, Marcus Miller, Eddie Gomez, Ralph McDonald, Keith Jarrett. Oh, he's the brother of Keith Jarrett. Anyway, so that's happening tomorrow night at Gig Performance Space on 2nd Street.
Neato. Hey, you like fashion?
Not particularly.
Well, you wear clothes, so this might be of interest to you. Fashion Showcase. She's not wearing clothes right now, but that's a totally different story. Fashion Showcase 2013 on Thursday the 16th. Santa Fe Community College's student fashion show at 6:30. Doors open at 6 at the Hamas Room at Santa Fe Community College out there on Richards Avenue. There's a small fee to get in. Discounts for youth are available. You can call 428-1358 for more information. I like fashion.
I like my cousin Vinny.
Okay. I like turtles.
An Affair with the Muse, the grand opening of Kristen Johnson Fine Art in Santa Fe, a collection of world-renowned artists and local talents, and a benefit for the Santa Fe Symphony with garden music performed by members of the symphony, and the reception is today from 5:30 to 7:30, and that is right across from La Posada Hotel, 323 East Palace Avenue. For more information, KJFA Gallery. Kristen Johnson Fine Art Gallery. .com.
There's some theater.
Theater.
We've got the. Did we talk about NDI's Eureka?
No.
National Dance Institute. Eureka Science Themed Student Showcase. 5 and 7 p.m. on Friday at the Dance Barns. That's going to be cool. Tonight, let's see, we've got Hansel and Gretel at the Santa Fe Playhouse Children's Theater Productions presents the musical at 7 p.m. today and Saturday over there at the Playhouse on DeVargas Street. And we've got Willy Wonka Jr., Pandemonium Productions, performed by local students aged... Oh, no, we already talked about that, didn't we?
I think so. I don't remember. Hey, KSFR is seeking gently used books, CDs, vinyl records, DVDs, sheet music from now through the 26th of July in preparation for the KSFR Annual Book and Media Sale, which is going to be in early August at the Santa Fe Community College. So for more information on where to drop stuff off, you can call 428-1527.
Neato.
Yep.
Hey, can I pimp myself real quick?
Mm-hmm.
At 7 p.m. on Monday the 13th of May, Santa Fe and Abiquiu and other places in New Mexico are going to be featured in a show called Burgerland on the Travel Channel.
Features
me. We go to the Bobcat Bite and Bodie's General Store.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, there's some sad news about Bobcat Bite.
I know. They're apparently closing. But
well,
I
they're
think
losing their lease. We don't know if that's really going to close, but they're not going to stay there.
Oh, okay. Well, we hope that they open up even closer into town because they're fabulous. Not only fabulous burgers, but really great people.
Yes. Wonderful people.
Wonderful people.
I'm going to miss that place so much.
Hey, Tuesday, the 14th of May, I got a note called Save Taos. We need your help in stopping the El Prado Family Dollar. They're, I guess they want to take some paved paradise and put up a parking lot. But there's a hearing on Tuesday, the 14th of May, parking lot with a Family Dollar in. So you can go make your voice heard at the Taos County Commissioner's Chambers. The hearing starts at 1 p.m. It says, please bring your friends for more information. 575-770-3377. A lot of those battles being fought on the local level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It killed the general store in Pecos, so
it can be done.
Yes, it can be done.
And the Santa Fe Master Gardener Association is launching a free series of gardening workshops on May 11th. And that's tomorrow. It's called Let's Grow, a free gardening series with composting basics and all kinds of things. It's a drop-in between 9 and 11 at the county fairgrounds. And future classes will be every second Saturday. For more information, Santa Fe Master Gardeners. It's sfmga.org.
Neato.
Rob DeWalt is with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he's with us many Fridays speaking of the arts, and it's just wonderful having you here.
It's wonderful being here.
Yay.
Again.
Thank
it's fun.
You. It is always fun, and we got through most of our announcements. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, I think. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Please write anytime. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, Jazz Etc. with Helga Ancona. And what you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend? I am helping some friends. I'm looking for an upright piano. If anyone knows of a nice upright piano for sale, let me know.
Ah, okay.
I'm having
Rob DeWalt can be reached at the Santa Fe, New Mexican, Pasatiempo.
Right. Or on Facebook.
All right. On Facebook. Just about time to go. News is coming up. Have a wonderful weekend.
Everyone enjoy Mother's Day as well.
Ah, happy Mother's Day. Hasta la vista.